Melbourne's now into its 17th year art in Australia and become something of a national institution in the art world of this country. I wonder if you could remember back to the very beginning of the idea, how it started and how it came into being.
I joined a board of Eurosmith somewhere in the late 40s. It was an advisory board because the active board were not very active, and so Sid Eurosmith got a few people together. Mm-hmm. And I remained with that till about 1950, I think, or 51, when I was in England and Sid Eurosmith died. And I came back to the editor. I may have become a director just before that, I can't remember. Anyway, I was, became editor of Eurosmith. Now, during all the time we were together, Sidney Eurosmith always talked about reviving art in Australia,
yes,
which he'd begun in 1916, mm-hmm, continued to until about 1941, when it was taken over by the Sydney Morning Herald, mm-hmm, or John Fairfax, mm-hmm, and Peter Bellew was made editor of the last six, I think it was, issues. Mm-hmm. And then it petered out, and there was this great gap. And after Sid died, his son came back into the business, and he again wanted to revive this magazine, and so did I, of course, by then, and Gwen Morton Spencer, who had been the editor before me. And we talked a lot about it, but we never got round to doing very much. And then one day you, mm-hmm, and James, John Olson and Leonard French rang me and said you'd like to talk to me about starting an art magazine. Mm-hmm. And so we got together and you wanted some advice about it. Mm-hmm. And I pointed out it was a pretty professional thing you were trying to take on, and you might, none of you have very much time to do it. Mm-hmm. Then I went back and spoke to Sam, who really then got very agitated in case somebody else did start another magazine. So we thought we might all get together. Mm-hmm. And we had some meetings. And it was decided we couldn't revive art in Australia for one reason. It was a virtually belonged to the Herald at the time it closed. And also it was a magazine of a certain type and quality and design. It was all to do with the past. And we should do something to do with more contemporary thinking. Mm-hmm. Other people joined us. I think Wallace Thornton was one.
Yes.
Ezra Hoff, I think, came in a kind of way from Melbourne. Mm-hmm. One or two others, I can't remember who they all were at the beginning. We hoped to get a paid editor like Laurie Thomas, but he wouldn't take it on. We'd already tried that, incidentally, when Sam was talking about doing a revived magazine, one of the great problems of getting a staff, because we didn't have very much money. So the same thing arose. So in the end, I agreed to edit it. I got established, and I've just continued doing so because it never got that established. Could afford to pay perhaps a more suitable editor, I don't know. Anyway, that's how the thing all came about. It arose out of a need for a magazine since art in Australia had collapsed.